Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rant, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here's Larry. Don't you love that?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You're a room full of people here. Randy, I got to tell you, last show, I came in pretty hot, so I'm a little bit more mellow tonight, okay?
I hope so.
I'm a little more mellow. Just wanted to relax a little bit. But hey, we're on episode 3, and I don't know of any of the platforms we've been thrown off yet.
Nope. No, not yet.
Not yet. That is the key word. Key word. Hey, folks, I have an assignment for you real quick. And that is my email address, larryb@larrysrrr.com. Write that down, larryb@larrysrrr.com. Here's an assignment for you. I want you to send me an email with the first 5 things that you would do if you were Donald Trump and you took office as president, you were elected. What's the first 5 things that you would do?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I dropped a bomb on you.
I know. I'm going to have to think about that one.
Well, think about it because I want to hear your 5. I've already written my 5 down.
I bet you have.
They're right here on this legal pad.
Yeah.
I did that the other day.
Now, when are we going to do this?
Oh, in a couple,
a couple of weeks.
A couple of episodes down the road. So be sure and get those emails into us real quick. And I know a lot of you have some opinions, so just jump in there and send us an email, okay?
Cool.
Well, today we kind of finished up last show with a teaser, and that was I asked, what do you think that Leszczynski's net worth was? And that we were going to discuss also the Ukraine war, whether it's real or just a photo op.
Okay.
So that's kind of a loaded thing here. And I'm going to tell you that, when this thing first broke, when the story first broke, I called my kids and said, look, don't buy into this. I think it's nothing more than another money laundering scheme that they're figuring out how to get more money laundered into Congress, into the senators, and they're approving more money. I don't even think that the war is real. So I haven't really paid close attention because I just don't think that it's real. I think, Randy, you probably have a little bit of a different story or thought.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit because, you know, I know it's real because I've got some personal friends of mine that she actually has family that lives in, she's Polish and she lives in Poland. They live in Poland, right next to Ukraine. Of course, you know, Poland is part of the NATO and Ukraine is not. So, but when all that happened, there was an influx of people that came from Ukraine and flooded into Poland. And they were there. They're there seeing all that happen. And it's just terrible. It's a terrible scene. And, you know, we got to pray with them. We got to, you know, that's about all we can do. And
are you saying that Ukraine people are
flooding,
rushing over there for safety?
Yes, they were flooding out of Ukraine and going into Poland, and they still are. Matter of fact, before this recording, about 15 minutes ago, I just hung up the phone with her.
Okay,
and she says it's terrible. It's still terrible. He says they're losing the war. People are still flooding in. It's worse than the people coming up from Mexico into the United States. It's like that, but worse. And they're coming across into Poland. And Poland can't handle it.
Is Poland's leader sending planes over to fly them over like Biden did?
I don't know.
It's kind of a loaded question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I felt like somebody needed to be a smart aleck at this point.
to say that it's just a photo op. Now, you know, we've sent a lot of money over there, which we're going to be getting into the next segment, but it all goes back to follow the money.
Okay.
And we'll be getting into that. But it's real.
Okay.
And I mean, I think it's real.
You think it's
real? What I've seen, I've seen some on the news, but, you know, I get more off of internet news, the commentaries and the ones I follow on the internet than I do off of NBC and MSNBC and and even Fox and some of the others. Because I see them first. And they come out with that first, and then I see finally Fox or some of the others come out and say, "Oh yeah, by the way, well I saw that 2 days ago. I told you about it." You know.
Okay.
So I get more news off internet and commentaries following the things and having their own people over there. Yeah. Now you say, you know, is all that real? That's the disadvantage. This is all new to us. Mm-hmm. All the new internet news. All the new people, the podcast that we're doing right now. I mean, it's just me and you. You know, we don't have a staff of 20, 30 people looking in all this up and seeing if it's real.
We're just a couple of old farts in Arkansas that's bought some equipment and decided we wanted to do a podcast.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. To have a voice and just to say, hey, this is what we think.
You know, and I don't even watch the news. If I do watch the news, I watch Newsmax. Do you get Newsmax?
It's hard. You know, I have YouTube TV, and it's hard to get Newsmax. I've got it once or twice, and I haven't figured out the best way to save it.
Oh, okay.
As far as getting it saved where I can go to it quickly.
Well, I've got the app to where it will throw different things to my phone and give me reports, and I follow them on all the social media to where I can pop on and kind of see what they're talking about.
Have you seen Sky News? You ought to watch Sky News a little bit. News is pretty good too.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk more about that offline and I'll take a good look at it.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that the reason I say that it's a photo op, okay, and I'm open-minded, I'm going to let you, you know, bring me around a little bit here, but you know, and I'm going to show my age, but as a kid growing up, there were two superpowers in the world, okay? America and Russia.
Right.
And no one wanted to screw with either one of us because we were superpowers. We had all the technology, all the stuff. And so when this first started happening, and they said Russia was dumb enough to take one road in and line up all their tanks and all of their military on one road and come in and try to seize the whole place, I'm like, I think Russia's a little brighter than that.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So being a superpower, you would think that they could have done better.
Well, I got an opinion on that too. I really don't think, as far as Russia being a superpower, I think that China is probably more of a superpower. As far as maybe not nuclear, I think Russia may be superpower in nuclear, but of all the other stuff, I don't think they're a superpower.
But do you think that China just evolved into that, say, within the last 10 or 15 years?
Yes. Okay. Because look how much money they've got.
Because you and I are basically the same age, and you know, we grew up thinking, hey, Russia and America.
Right. And this goes to other things, too. You know, I've known military people, people that I've known that has had military people in their family, some high-up people. You know, and they're out of the military now, and they can say some things. And one of them that we were talking to, you know, we said, listen, is North Korea a threat to us? No. I mean, they may shoot up a missile, they may shoot up a rocket or whatever like that, but no. You know, what about Russia? Well, maybe as far as nuclear, but nothing else.
Okay.
But China? Mm-hmm. China? That's what you got to watch out for. China's the big one.
And I see, I had this same debate with my brother-in-law, Steve, back in Joplin, Missouri. And he said, hey, Larry, he said, I'm going to tell you, Russia was never the superpower that we were sold on it being. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, years ago, he offered to give me, he and my sister were going on a missions trip over to Russia. And for some reason, she couldn't go. I forget now why. But he called me up and he goes, hey, I'll pay for everything. All expense trip to Russia. I want to take you with me.
Don't go.
I politely said, no, thank you. You know?
Right.
And he told me during this discussion a few months ago that he and I had during a visit, he said, Larry, we were sold a bill of goods on Russia being this superpower. Because when I got there, and he's been there, I think, more than once, and that was, is he said, man, technology is not Russia's forte.
Mm-mm.
They're very backwards in a lot of stuff.
Right.
We're so far advanced beyond them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so I can clearly see why you think that this is just a photo op and it's not a real war and that Russia's really stumbling around here. Because I said, look, if Russia wanted to take Ukraine, they could have done it in 3 or 4 weeks, I think. But he disagreed to me. He did. Kind of with your same argument.
Right. I don't think they could have.
Yeah.
Not with the ground force that they had.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I would say then that you've probably brought me back towards the middle from being just a photo op.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why.
Me influence Larry Buttram.
You're the brains and I'm the beauty of this whole show, you know. So you've brought me back towards the middle. So I won't say it's just a photo op, even though I'm going to lean a little bit that direction. You've brought me back, and folks, you're welcome to send us in your opinions, and we'll read them. We'll take a good look at them. But here's what I would say is let's take a commercial break, and then what I want to do is come back and talk about all the money that we're flooding
right
into Ukraine.
Right.
All
okay.
Right?
Let's do it. We'll all be right back.
Okay.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, we're back, folks. And here's what I really want to talk about, Randy. You know, you and I can argue or debate, if you will, whether the war is real or fake or whatever. But what we can't fake and we can't really ignore is the fact of all of the tax dollars that America is sending over there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's absurd.
It is.
You know, I got a note here that says that in addition to diplomatic support with this conflict that is with Russia, okay, the U.S. has given Ukraine from 2014 to 2019 $1.5 billion. Now, that's with a B.
That's a lot.
In America, you know, isn't it funny how, you know, when I was a kid, you talked about millions of dollars. As I grew up, we started talking about billions of dollars.
Right.
Now we're setting budgets at trillions of mm-hmm. dollars, and it just rolls off our tongue like that.
Right.
My and, goodness.
You know, it is. And it goes back to the debt and all that.
Yeah.
The national debt.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to catch up. Somehow.
I think it has caught up. But, hey, here's where we let off last show, and this is where we wanted to come back in and talk about this. Ukraine's president, Lezinski, has been in office since 2019.
Right.
He's 46 years old.
Wasn't he a comedian before he became president?
You're exactly right.
I thought he was.
Yeah. Comedians get paid an awful lot of money, according to this report, okay?
I think I've heard some of the numbers, but go ahead.
So we've given $1.5 billion to Ukraine. Now, I asked Siri, and she just happens to be so knowledgeable, but she says that there are approximately 333 million residents in the United States.
Right.
Now, those of you that have a calculator, figure it out real quick. I should have, but we didn't. But just think about $1.5 billion being divided with all of us taxpayers and us getting a tax cut. Wouldn't that be nice?
Right. Or look at it this way of how much us individually have had to pay for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's what's happened.
Randy, I've said for years, if people would take their W-2 form into the voting booth, they would vote completely different.
Probably.
My goodness. Well, let's take a look here. Lezinski's net worth is estimated to be $596 million.
Wow.
Yeah, comedians. You know, they get paid an awful lot. TV appearances, film roles. Let's see here. It estimates $596 million in 2024, but there are other estimations, now get this, that his net worth will vary widely with different sources providing different figures. Some estimates place his wealth at around $1.5 billion, while others suggest that it's more like $20 million.
Right.
Okay. So it's across the board. But you just take a good look at this, and this report talks about the public perception of Luzinski's net worth as being mixed. Mm-hmm. While a lot of Ukrainians view him as a successful businessman that's trying to use his wealth to help the country, others are concerned about the potential of corruption and believe that the wealth could be because, you know, he's crooked.
Right. Well, that the country has not been on its best in the history, past history,
yeah,
of being the best and honest.
Right.
And I don't know a lot about the politics of that country, but I've heard a little bit about that.
That's about all we've ever heard of it, okay?
Right.
And then we started sending billions of dollars over there, and that was why my opinion is it's nothing more than a money laundering scheme to get more money back to our politicians.
Well, Larry, it all goes back to follow the money. I mean, everything goes back to follow the money. It's kind of like the story of painting the White House. Have you heard this one?
I have not heard what you're talking about.
Well, the United States president asked for estimates for contractors to come from different countries to paint the White House. Okay?
Okay.
The Chinese contractor estimated $3 million. The European contractor said that the cost was $7 million. And the Pakistani's contractor made an estimate of $10 million to paint the White House. The president asked the Chinese contractor, "How did you estimate $3 million? The contractor replied, $1 million was for the paint, $1 million was for the labor, and $1 million was for the profit." The president asked the European contractor for $7 million. He replied, $3 million in paint, $2 million in labor, and $2 million in profit. Then the president asked the Pakistanis, "How did you estimate $10 million? Paint the White House." Pakistani contractor said, $4 million for you, $3 million for me, and the remaining $3 million we'll give it to the Chinese to paint it." Guess who got it? The Pakistanis got it.
I love that. I love it.
So follow the money. If you want to know anything about anything, just follow the money.
That's hilarious.
Follow the money.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, you take a look. You take a look at what was it just a few months ago when they did the trillions of dollars worth of budget, and our Congress was sitting there and they approved another $60 billion to Ukraine.
Right.
And it was the saddest thing I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. You've got all these liberal congressmen sitting on our Congress floor with Ukraine flags in hand, waving them. They're mm-hmm. so excited.
Right.
Somebody said, "My gosh, why are they so excited?" I said, "Well, that's a very simple answer." They said, "Well, what's that?" And I said, "They were excited because that's $60 billion that's getting sent over there. Part of it's going to Ukraine. Part of it's going over to Russia. And the rest of it's
coming back to
the congressmen, the senators,
right,
and their families.
All right.
It's a money laundering scheme. I think the American government is the largest money laundering machine and scheme that we've seen.
Well,
in
it's been that way for years. You heard all kinds of stories years ago about paying $4,000 for a toilet that goes in a whatever, you know,
right,
all that stuff.
Right.
It's the same thing.
And wasn't that around the same time that Jimmy Carter told us to put a brick in our toilet so that we could save water?
Yes, probably so.
Yeah, I kind of think it was. Well, here, take a look at this. And this kind of coincides with what we're talking about. In 2019, Zelensky's net worth was $320 million. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me back up and say that February 24th of 2022 is when Russia launched this last big invasion. Okay.
Right.
So keep that in mind. 2019, his net worth was $320 million. It started stepping up through 2024 to $596 million. Now, that kind of runs parallel to all those billions, with a B, billions of our tax dollars that's getting sent over there. How much of that is really going over there?
Well, he gets a cut of it. That's it. That's it.
When did America become the cash cow to give every country in the world all of our money? I mean, think about the amount of money that we give in foreign aid to different causes, to different people, and yet do we ever see any change?
Well, we saw a little bit of it. What was that, 8 years ago?
What's
when,
that?
When Trump came in and he cut a lot of that out. But then it came back in after he got out of office. It came back in.
Oh yeah.
So you know he was standing up for a lot of that. Put America first.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so he did a lot of that. But
don't you think that he was the businessman that said, hey, if we're going to give you all this money, we want to know exactly where it's getting spent and what's going on?
Well, he's a good businessman.
Yeah.
And that's his background.
Yeah.
And so.
Now, I'll tell you, I'll disagree. And on a later episode, I'll tell you the disagreements that I have with Donald Trump. I think that he pulled some real stupid stuff last time he was in office. Mm-hmm. Right. I really think so. Hopefully he's learned from that, but still yet, I think he's one of the probably the second greatest president. I still put Ronald Reagan above him.
Why, sure.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, folks, this is just, again, $150 billion of your tax dollars that is going overseas. And this is just a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. So this is what I'm harping on right now is, why are our taxes so high? And we're sending all of it overseas, and we're talking about billions and trillions of dollars as if it's absolutely pocket change.
Well, it's the way it is right now. Hopefully that'll change.
Well, let's roll a commercial and try to sell some Bobby's Country Cooking.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
All right, folks, we're back, and we're going to talk about our corrupted election system. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, boy.
Well, there you go. Hey, I've got a few things here that we've kind of put together to talk about our election system. Here's a report from the Judicial Watch. April 10th of 2024, D.C. held a training event entitled Non-Citizen Voting Education Virtual Training.
Wow.
I thought that was illegal.
Well, I don't know. You know, they're trying to figure out. I've heard that they're allowing people to vote. It's the people. It's not the citizens. It's the people. The people will be able to vote is what they're, the Senate just ruled down for stopping the amendment to let the people, you have to be a citizen to vote. So the Congress, you know, went ahead and passed it, but the Senate, they knocked it down and said, no.
Wow. How sad. I got to tell you. So, hey, folks, hop on an airplane. Come election day. Hop on an airplane. Take a vacation. Come over here. You can vote in America's elections.
Well, you know that's why they're wanting the sanctuary cities to grow in the population. Because
yes.
That gives them more of a population. Will give them another electoral vote. Because they'll get another congressman, congresswoman, whatever. And so they get another one, so that gives them a vote, and it all goes back down to the Electoral College.
Well, and you know, the fact is that in this report it says, according to federal law, only U.S. citizens can vote in federal elections. It says, but a growing number of state and local elections allow non-citizens to vote.
Right.
San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course they
of
would.
Course.
Oakland? Some of the cities in Maryland and Vermont.
Okay. It's most of those sanctuary cities that have been attracting all the people.
Why do you think that the Biden regime was bringing in all of the people, flying them in and letting them come over the border?
Exactly.
That's all their voters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Democrats want to say that this is all voter fraud is nothing more than a myth. But here's a report that I got. Virginia just found over 6,300 examples of people that were on the voting roll that should not have been. Now, part of this is kind of an embarrassing smear campaign against Republicans because they want to they want to try to smear Republicans and saying this is all just twisted. It's all, this isn't factual or anything. And so the so-called journalist, which I don't really know that America has anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's kind of a thing of the past. But, you know, they're out there saying, no, this is all just fake. This is all not real. But there's no real enforcement mechanism to the thing. You know, it is the real problem is that we just don't have a good system in America that says this is our law and this is what you have to bring to the poll.
Right.
Now, right. I'm pretty sure, Randy, when I go to Arkansas to poll, to the poll to vote, I'm pretty sure that I have to have a photo ID.
I think so.
Yeah. So we're doing our part.
But let me ask you this. Didn't in the last election, now your mother has been gone for several years, but we had an election, and didn't she get the ballot mailed to her to vote? You could have filled that out and sent that in.
I will tell you that it was in my hand at the 2020 election, okay? And I sat there and had a moral dilemma and argued and fought with myself for probably 30 minutes to an hour of, right, do I fill this out? I mean, literally, I opened up the package. I looked at everything. And I still had her old purse that had all of her photo ID. I had everything that it took,
sure,
to copy and send in.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, my conscience wore out. And I said, well, one out, not wore out, one out. And I took it and put it through my shredder.
How about that?
I put it through my shredder because I'm like, okay, I don't want to wake up at midnight going, ah, oh, you're get in there and do that, okay?
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing that we have. And yeah, she passed away and I got her absentee ballot because she had done absentee ballot for years,
right,
because she passed away, yeah, the day after her 89th birthday,
mm-hmm,
okay? So she didn't want to go to the poll and stand around and all of that, but I could have. But these 6,300 here in Virginia, these were people that had either moved out of state, had died, or were felons, or were individuals who were unable to verify whether they were citizens or not. Over 6,300 people. That's just a drop in the bucket. Okay?
Right. See, that's the thing is, you know, everybody knows about all this stuff, but nothing's being done,
yeah,
to correct it. Nothing's,
right,
being done.
Yeah.
It, the whole system. I mean, how can you even vote and say somebody's going to win when the voter systems, maybe not ours, but some of them can be manipulated to where if 4 votes goes for this one, then it automatically triggers there's going to be 5 for the next, for the other,
right,
side.
Right.
How can you win against a computer? You can't.
Oh, no. You know, and now they're using artificial intelligence to do all of this stuff. And, you know, it's kind of like,
what about having artificial intelligence vote? Why don't they just, you know, you manipulate all these people and then you can have them vote.
I need one. Well, here's a businessman that used to live in New Jersey. His name is Jeff. And he used to live in New Jersey, but he moved to Florida because he liked the freedom in Florida about a decade ago. He said, I've got the answer. You know what his answer is? He said, third-party voter registration organizations must affirm that each person collecting or handling voter registration applications on their behalf in a U.S. is a U.S. citizen, and it has a violation. Get this, if you're, yeah, a poll worker,
right,
and you get caught with a violation, it's a $50,000 fine.
Yeah. I saw something about that.
Wouldn't that?
That would be nice.
And bring it to a screeching halt.
I don't know if we'd get any poll workers, though. I'd be scared I'd do something wrong.
Well, here's a line, and we'll get off of this, but here's a line at the very last of this report. To be a free nation, we must have free and fair elections.
Need to.
Folks, freedom, you know, we got to keep our freedom, and in order to do that, you know.
Now, read that one from Donna, because.
Oh, the one from
good
Donna.
Good Lord, this is off her Facebook. I mean, it's better than NBC Nightly News.
And it's new. It's real.
You know,
it's real.
It's got to be. If it's off her Facebook, and she sent it to all of her followers, you know.
I got it. I got it text.
I didn't because I don't have Facebook anymore. Well, you know, they kicked me off.
Well, I'm not on my personal Facebook. I got this by text, baby. It come flying in. It says, from a very reliable good friend of mine, just finished poll worker training, and she texts me this. Just finished poll manager training. I passed all the classes. I want you all to know something. If you are checking in at the polls and they happen to write anything on your ballot before they give it to you and put it in the voting machine, a letter, a check mark, a star, an R, or a D, any writing of any kind, please request a brand new ballot. Because it goes on to say your ballot could be disqualified if it is written on.
Yep. Well, that's got to be true.
Well, true or not, we're here to report it, folks.
All right.
Hey, last thing I got from Newsmax here. That it says Vice President Mike Pence said Friday that he cannot get behind the 2024 Republican presidential platform of Donald Trump.
Well, bless his heart.
Due to a number of policy disagreements. Hey, you know what, Pence? You know, what's the guy on Shark Tank? You're dead to me.
Right.
You're dead to me. You're a cockroach. You're the guy that gave away and certified an election that you knew was corrupt. You did exactly what you wanted to America. You screwed us royally. And so we don't care whether you get behind Trump or anyone else because you're nobody. You're washed up. You're out of politics. You're out of our mind. You're dead to me.
All right.
I'm done now.
You are?
Yeah.
Does that mean we're out of here?
I think so.
All right.
Good night. Tomorrow starts the same old thing again.